Hi Alex, how are you going? That's good. I've just acquired a 08 STI R thing, which I'm just going to use it for, like, you know, cruising with my cousin who lives with me, and he's FD07, and I'd like to do advanced driver training and track days and little things like that. So it's high case. It seems all fine, but it's high case. And I've had a few Subies. I know what high case turbo Subies do. So my first gut feeling was, I was looking on your website, was just to buy one of your 257 short motors and put it all together. And then I thought I probably should talk to you about a game plan. I mean, I'm not after huge power, because I think the car's probably way better than I am at this point in time. But plan, maybe build a stout bottom end. Like, I don't know, is it worthwhile doing like a closed deck setup and some head studs and stuff to my motor? Yep. Yeah, like a bit of future proofing. But I think I'm 55, and I've done millions of kilometres of four-wheel driving and touring, but no track days. And I think the car's probably more than I think I've got a way to go before I can use it to its full potential. But yeah, I agree. Build a stout bottom end, and then in the future we can. Yeah, this is why I'm talking to you. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yep. Yeah, I agree. Yep. So will 4Gs be all right? Sorry, Dan. Yeah. 100%, something I can drive the ring out of it and not do a big end or a piston. Yeah. And then potentially we could, like, if I actually a good enough driver, and, you know, I reckon the engine's probably big enough for the standard Brembo brakes anyway, etc. You know what I mean? So I'd like to do some advanced driver training and learn how to drive it and get potential out of it. But this is why I decided I better talk to you and not just buy a bottom end. Because, yeah. So with 4Gs, like, am I right to, like, go for a Sunday drive cruise with my cousin and his FD and all that? Yeah? Still streamable? Oh, okay, cool. Oh, okay, cool. All right, yeah, because I have read about forged pistons, and I'm not. Yep. Yeah, I'm a Dandenong Rangers guy. I'm happy with that. Yep. So, like, as I'm expecting that, you know, budget-wise, like, $4,000 for a bottom end, that'd go a long way towards doing a bit of machining and, like, maybe a good oil system. Like, I wouldn't mind doing a bigger turbo and stuff later on and injectors, but, you know, I need to learn how to drive first. Yep. 100%. There and there we're talking. 25. But, yeah, so I can pull, I've screwed together plenty of Subi motors, but I don't want to screw together a bottom end. I've never done that. That's a professional thing. Oh, I want to go with your machine shop too. I mean, my machine shop's great, and he's done heaps of diesels for me and heaps of NA and basic turbo Subarus, but if we're doing a Ford's motor, I don't want to just go, I want to go your guy. Yep. Okay. So it's... closed deck. Is it O-ringed as well? Is that worth doing? Yeah. So that's an off-the-shelf $25,000 deal. Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable. I like you, yeah. Yep. All right. That sounds awesome. That's the way to go. And do I source that through you? Yeah, I don't mind traveling. Yeah, I'll come and see you. We'll do it right. Yep. Perfect. And yeah, I like that. 12 grand for the bottom end. Yeah, that's it. I think that's the place to start. And then we'll give it a bit of a tune, eh? So it's got three maps. Can we make one map a bit how you're going and then keep the other two the same, or is that not how it works? Yep. Yeah. No, we'll need fuel pump and injectors, rails, I assume, pressure regulator. Yep, good. And is there a better oil pump system for it? Oh, you're talking like dry sump or just an improved oil pump? Yeah, that's expensive. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take your advice. Yeah, so then we can like push the car pretty hard with how it is at the moment with a nice clean tune from you guys, and then it's something I can go out and give it a good hard time and not worry about. Yeah, okay. 12 grand. All right, so I'm talking early next year because I'm going to be working 7 days a week and I'm going to put 12 grand aside. Yeah. Yep. And would it be worth? Yep. My engine shop probably do all right. He looks after me. I've been using it for many years because I do play with cars a lot and screw them again. So he'll probably, yeah. Yeah, the Subaru head. Yeah, that's what I thought, which I've done heaps of in the past. But the head studs, would you be like machining it and going to the 14 mils or just with that sort of level? Yeah, cool. Oh, 100%. Yeah, cool. I totally think your time's worth paying for. I work for myself. I'm worth money too. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I think I'm 55, and I think there's a fair bit of driver training and practice for me to even need more. But if we build a bottom end that can handle it, where? I don't know yet. I've got to find somewhere. I guess Winton and Sandown, I suppose, are local tracks. Yeah. Oh, I've done some hot corners down around in the Dandenongs down on my little test tracks, and I'm absolutely like so. I've had. My last Subaru I built was a sleeper. It was a Forester with full version 4 everything in it. And that was nice and quick. Felt like it accelerated faster than its STI, but, you know, at about 140, it would try and take off and the steering would go floppy and didn't handle anymore, even with version 5 struts and everything in it. But this thing, I can't believe how sticky it is and how lack of understeer. Yeah, I'm pretty blown away. I haven't even played with the center diff thing yet because I want to understand how that works. I've got a funny feeling this might have some sort of torsion or something in the front. It does, yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I think I've got a bit of learning to do before I can outdrive the car. But if we build a bottom end, then perhaps we can go a bit bigger turbo. The other thing is the intercooler on it is high case. The intercooler is a bit oh, how do you say it? Yeah, the fins, I could try and straighten them out, but it's seen better days. And I wouldn't mind just staying with a top mancooler, which I know inevitably will limit power. What is, I look at a PWR. Exactly, probably more than I can use. I'm not a professional. Yep. Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, 100%. I think the most important thing is that bottom end, and then it's good to go, I reckon. So, and one of my mates owns a shock company called Shockworks, and he's my neighbour and my mate. So we'll probably, I reckon there's probably a bit of time in, a bit of, you know, potential in just getting that right and done and dyno. But we'll get to there. It's all working. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for your time. I will come and see you. I probably can't see you before Christmas, but when do you come back? February or January or? Yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'll just fit in with you. I just want to make sure I go down the right track, and I'm pretty sure you're the right people to steer me in the right direction. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Ciao.